Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips.
Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his
lonesome life's over, the Sandman.
Business owners, what is a huge risk you face? And how can you create more tax-free income in retirement? Good morning. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal, tax, and financial questions each week. And that's because I run a tax, financial, and legal practice. I've been doing it for over 30 years. We are live. This morning, I have two guests with me. I've been enjoying some fantastic coffee, and we have so much to share with you this morning. Whether it's taxes, creating tax-free income in retirement, protecting your business from the next catastrophe around the corner, small business owners, how do you keep those employees from your competitors taking them and create more wealth for everybody in your firm? Well, we're going to be talking about that today with my guest, Tracy Tamura, as we talk about some things that are available right now that you may not know about. So it's going to be a great show. Stick with us as we talk about all sorts of interesting things. And before we do that, let's get started. Well, it was another interesting week on Wall Street. The Dow finished flat. Nothing happened there, really. S&P was off 0.1%. NASDAQ had a little bit of trouble, down 0.7%. The MSCI International Index off 1%. 10-year Treasury up a little bit this week, went through that 430 level I was talking about last week. Remember the range, 375 to 4.25. We're at 431 right now. Oil had a pretty good week, up almost 4%, $81.02 a barrel. And bonds were off about 1.2%. So yields coming down, prices going up. That's a good thing. Think about this. 1 year ago from today, Silicon Valley Bank was a household name. And what's changed, right? This was all the wrong reasons, as the collapse of the California bank sparked a brief bank crisis. You may remember, continued over the following weeks, rolling financial markets and claiming a few additional regional banks, FRB, for instance. What a difference a year makes. We were fresh off a bear market. Remember 2022, one of the toughest years we've seen in a while, and one of the worst calendar years for the bond market. Now we're in the throes of a vigorous bull market, you might call it, that's drawn comparisons to the 90s. If you needed another reminder of the importance and benefit of staying level-headed and invested and diversified and not panicking, look no further than the last really 4 months. So what's going on with this market and what's around the corner? What do you need to know? Well, the data simply talks about this past week, we saw some more inflation and the market didn't really like that. So the data over the last week, starting with the, you may remember there was an inflation number on Tuesday, and it made it unlikely that the Fed was going to lower rates in May. That was the consensus. There may be some sort of a lowering in May. That didn't happen this past week. And so I can say definitively right now, there will not be a lowering going on in May. And it dropped the certainty of that June rate cut from 90% down to 65%. And that's because the data pointed towards a slowing of the economic momentum and the price pressures that are still floating up there in terms of cost of buying things. It hasn't really changed very much. Got somebody else in here today who deals with appliances, and we'll talk about that market and what's going on there and how you could save some money, because there's a special coming up I want to talk to you about. But it's a market reality right now. And then Tuesday, we had the Consumer Price Index, the CPI report, and that rose 0.4%. Estimates were a lot lower, and 3.2% year over year. So This was the February CPI, showed that inflation still a little bit hotter than everybody expected. And it didn't refute the idea that inflation was going down. And so there was a significant negative on the market and investors. And that's why we saw the bounce around this past week. And then we got into core CPI, which is the core of inflation and what's going on there. And this basically showed that there was a decline in overall consensus about rates potentially coming down, but inflation's not going away. And here's why I would say something like that. First is Chairman Powell and other Fed members have talked about inflation stats really improving a little bit, but they just haven't stayed where they want them to be. Second, this super core CPI, which is the services minus housing, it rose 0.47 month over month, and this was down from 0.87. So that's pretty decent. And so that shows that housing, which is, again, a lot of the bulls are talking about housing market, it's getting better, it's getting cheaper. That's good. But it's still expensive when you look at it from, say, 5 years ago. But what about the price of housing and shelter, just renting properties? That still hasn't really come off the way we'd like to see it either. So this is why people are concerned about inflation not necessarily going away. And then you add to it, this past week we have something I talk about, the PPI. This was, a pretty big shock on Thursday, and that's why the market bounced around on Thursday as well. We saw that hotter than expected. It was at 1.6. They were looking for 1.1. This is year over year. This is the highest level we've seen since last September. And you remember last October was when we were all worried about that bear market coming back. And then, bam, we had this pop to higher on the S&P and all the indexes. So it just shows you overall that, sure, the data is important and it's developing these larger trends. But inflation is still sticking around a little bit. And so these indicators are showing us that you just have to be careful and aware of it and not lose your head. So stay invested, stay balanced. Think about when you're going to retire, what sort of income you're looking for in retirement, how you're going to create that. And if you do retire and the markets aren't where you want them to be, make sure you have a backup plan that protects your income so at least you're in pretty good shape. Because I'm going to tell you today, I think the future right now, at least the next 6 to 7 months, are going to be pretty volatile. Why do I say that? You have an election coming up that's going to be extremely controversial. I mean, you can see what's going on now. There's criminal trials, all sorts of things going on. We don't know where this is going to go. You have that. And then you have these Houthi rebels with ballistic missiles. Anything could sort of rock this world. So right now we're seeing the S&P right now at 5117. I know you want to know the targets that I'm looking at on the resistance level up. We need to go through 5185. And if we can do that, then the 5,200 is the next target. So again, if you see upward momentum, the market's closing above those levels, that's good overall. If you see it start to slip below 5,079, the next support on the downside is 5,030, and then after that, it's 4,976. So those are the levels we just have to pay attention to. So just be aware of that. It's out there, and just be careful. All right, as we get set for the next segment, a couple of things coming up. First, there's a big sale coming. If you're looking for a refrigerator or a dishwasher or something like that, I've got a really interesting option for you this morning if you're hearing me right now. So you want to hear about this because it's coming in the next segment. And then also, if you're a small business owner or you own a business, as you know, I just wrote a new book. I'll be talking about that. But I have someone in the office with me right now in the studio here. We're going to be talking about business owners, those who have 500 or less employees, and some things you can do to not only protect your business, protect your livelihood over the next several years as you own that business, if you want to pass it on to another generation, but also your employees. How do you benefit your employees, and how do you create tax-free income for yourself and them as they get ready to retire? We're going to have all those answers. It's all coming up next. So stick with us here on Protect Your Assets. We'll be right back.
Take the a first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. What a beautiful morning it is. And if you're like me, maybe you were remodeling your home, maybe your dishwasher just blew out and you need a new one. Fact of the matter is, appliances have gotten expensive. And I don't know about you, but when I went and started shopping around, I was a little sticker shocked and bounced around between a couple different places around the Bay Area, and I finally wound up at Friedman's Appliance. And I am lucky this morning to have Bill Poet with me, who is a representative at Friedman's, has been there for quite some time, and had a great experience. So, Bill, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So, Bill, tell us about this special that's coming up.
Twice a year, we have our red tag sale. It's really quite the event. We'll have barbecue vendors cooking outside, we'll have chefs in the kitchen. And what we do is we do these special buys where we buy truckloads of appliances in order to get special discounts for our clients. And then, you know, twice a year we discount those, as well as we set up tents. So all of our open box merchandise will be up to 65% off.
Wow.
So if you're looking for that special, you know, premium brand that never goes on sale, this is the opportunity to really come and find that.
Yeah. So that's, you know, it's pretty incredible. First of all, if you've never been there, I would encourage you to go, because when you get there, even if it's not a special day, it is a special day, because you walk into the showroom, they have all these different appliance sort of universes. So you step into a universe, you see all these different refrigerators and dishwashers and microwaves, and you can kind of visualize what your kitchen could look like. And then, as Bill's talking about, sometimes they have chefs there that are cooking different things, and so they offer you samples of food. And then they have amazing coffee. It's incredible coffee on tap. They also have, as Bill's talking about, there is beer now on tap. I guess this is going to be March 22nd through 24th?
It will be, yes. We're down at 2304 Monument Boulevard.
Okay. And that's a Concord?
Yep. And Pleasant Hill, actually.
Pleasant Hill, okay, thank you.
Yep, open from 10 to 7 during the week, and then 10 to 5 on the weekends.
All right. And so next week there is this up to 65% off on appliances. So you got to get in there, because if you're looking for something, not only are the sales folks super helpful, I really appreciated that, because they're very knowledgeable. They showed my wife and I things that we didn't even know existed that are on the marketplace. And it was a great setting. So, Bill, I want to thank you for being here. We're going to have you back here, because I want to weave in the story of Friedman's with what we're talking about. And so now I'm going to shift over to Tracy. Tracy Tamer is my guest this morning, and she is an insurance expert on life insurance, been in the industry for over 30 years, and has an incredible depth of knowledge. So I'm going to start to unwind her brain here with you and I this morning. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
How'd you like the coffee?
Wonderful. The best I've ever had.
I got to plug my wife's cafe.
100%. No, hands down the best.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, thank you. That was great. Yes. So, Tracy, let's talk about business owners today. I mean, you know, Friedman's is an interesting story, because it's an employee stock option company. It's been in business for 100 years now. They shifted to employees owning the company. But as a business owner, you know, especially a small business owner, which is anything 500 employees or less, you're considered small business. What are some challenges that a business owner faces? And financially, what are some things they can do with life insurance to protect their business moving forward?
Yeah, great question. And fantastic to have Friedman's as a case study for today, right? With what we're talking
sort
about.
Sort of interesting.
So there's really a couple of different components. We really start off with protecting the longevity of the business, right? That's usually an initial focus. What is the vision? Is the plan for it to be a multi-generational business? I think most small business owners.
Let me just stop there, because I think myself owning a business is now going to be multi-generational.
Right.
It's something that you may be a business owner, you're going along, you're doing fine, you're taking care of your kids and your family, and everything seems great. And you start thinking about retirement, and maybe you're going to wind up, and then maybe your children or your employees get interested in the business and you want to keep it going for them. And now you're thinking about, well, how do I do that, right? And
right.
so So this is what we're talking about because this is a reality.
Right, right. So there's that's one side of it is the succession of the business. I know you just wrote a book about, so that's exciting.
That's right.
Looking forward to hearing about
Thank you.
And then the other side of that is retaining key talent, right? So some you know, like
someone
your guest
like
here today, someone like Bill, right? That you have a top salesperson, you have a general manager, you have a top executive vice president, right? How are you going to retain them? And that environment is, in a way, more volatile than ever, right? They're getting offers from lots of different places.
Yep.
They're able to be contacted in ways that are accelerated, right? I mean, if you imagine 20 years ago, LinkedIn, no.
Right.
Today, right? Private, someone could just contact you on LinkedIn. So how do you retain those employees? What kind of executive benefits did you offer? And can you offer them to just them,
mm-hmm.
right? That's often the issue. Sometimes we call it that we can discriminate when we use non-qualified instruments in a business situation, meaning that we can offer them just to those key employees. So I think it's really those are the two main sides.
So let's talk about that because that's a really interesting thought process. When you run a business, you've got this key employee. You want to compensate them, say, more than another employee, particularly in California. There is this. There's not only an idea. There's laws out there that protect people from that. However, there's also laws that people don't know about, like we're talking about in this non-qualified space, where you can sort of create these key man type of policies, where the companies can now generate part of that revenue share to that employee to retain them. Right. That's what we're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
And I found out about this through a case that involved an air conditioning contractor. And there was a key employee of that business, and they wanted to create a retirement plan for this person as a way to keep them as part of the growth of this business. So as a business owner, as you're thinking about, if in this case, having your business stay around for a while, grow, and you want to retain these folks as being part of that success, and you want to help them help the company, you can create these plans we're talking about through using life insurance. Can you talk to me a little bit about that and what that's called?
Yeah, absolutely. So key man, key person, and it's multifaceted. Again, I mean, one of the really exciting things about working within the insurance industry and with life insurance in particular is it's multifaceted. We're not just solving one problem. We can solve multiple problems with one product. So the key person issue might start off with, well, if this person were to die, right, then there's an expense to replace them. So that's one component of it.
Right.
Let's say they don't die. Yay. They make it, you know, to retirement or to a stated time that was agreed upon in advance. And maybe they're able to take that policy with them when they leave.
Exactly.
And there's benefits to that for both the business owners and the exiting
employee.
The employee, right? Exiting executive.
Let's stop with that. So, you know, a lot of people know about 401ks, right? And
right.
We know you can put a certain amount of money away in a 401k. And living here in California, you know, let's assume you had accumulated $500, $600, $700, $1 million in a 401k over your working history. And then you go to retire. Now you're going to be taking that money out. We all know that's ordinary income. It's going to be taxed. You add that to your Social Security, rents, anything else you've created in terms of wealth, all that could be taxable.
Every single dollar.
Now we're talking about something where you can, in addition to the 401k, put money into some plan, which is through life insurance, that allows them to take money out of it tax-free.
Correct.
When they go to retire. Talk to me about how's that possible? How can you really discriminate in a way for that one employee or multiple employees you want to reward with something like that? What's that?
Right.
What is that called?
Right. So first of all, it would be inside of a permanent life insurance plan. So I think that's important just to note.
Not term. You're renting.
So we're not
something.
Renting. We're owning now.
Right.
We're owning now. But you know, we're business owners, so we like owning,
that's right.
So that's consistent.
Right.
There are IRS codes that dictate what you can and cannot do. For everything in our financial life, including life insurance.
Right.
But life insurance most often is not considered subject to the same retirement rules as like a 401k. So that's why when we say non-qualified, we're saying we're going to use money to fund this that has already been taxed.
That's really important. So let's make that clear. You're going to earn these dollars. They're going to be taxed.
Right.
But then after the tax, you're allowed to put these away into this sort of plan we're talking about.
Correct.
And it can grow. And then it can come out after that employee retires tax-free.
Tax-free. Yeah. Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
So that's important. I want to get into these type of new policies that are out there. Can you talk to me about some of the types of policies that are available today?
Sure. So again, we've already talked about term.
Yep.
When we talk about permanent, we're really covering a whole gamut of different types of life insurance programs. I'm sure many of the listeners right now are familiar with the term of whole life. But that is one.
Well, let's explain that. I mean, my knowledge of whole life is it just pays a flat interest rate, 4 or 5%. That's it. I mean, that's what you're going to get. It's very straightforward. You buy what you get. We use that a lot in estate planning.
Mm-hmm.
When you want certainty, you want a certain return because you're solving for a estate tax or a certain amount of death benefit. You use a whole life typically. Talking about the other types that are available now.
Right. So then you can move into universal life. And universal life also can have a fixed interest rate, so it can be similar in that sense to whole life.
Right.
But then there's the opportunity to participate in unique products like an index universal life, which is only available inside of a life insurance contract, by the way. So that offers some very significant protections, I think especially interesting to business owners, where you basically have the opportunity of a floor in terms of returns. So let's say that we're using an index that's based on the S&P 500. Maybe it's not such a great year. There could be a
like
loss.
Like 2022.
It could be like 2022. Yeah. And instead of taking that loss with the market, you're going to be capped at zero.
Mm-hmm.
So no loss due to market loss, right? That's not part of it. But the flip side is that if we're going to protect you on that side, we don't give you all the upside of the S&P, for instance, like we were using that as an example. But maybe we give you, 8%, 9%, 10% of the upside. And so that sort of balances out over time to somewhere between maybe 5, 6.5, 7 over time in those types of products. But again, remember that money is accessible tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
So that really changes the dynamic in terms of that return over time. And then what does that mean when that money is actually in your pocket?
Right. So let's just for a second, and we're going to come back to this next segment. But, as that money's growing, so if you're earning, say, 5, 6, 4, whatever you're earning in that over time, typically as you earn money, you pay taxes on that money.
Right.
But you don't in this sort of a product, isn't that right?
Correct. It is once the money is in the contract and in the savings component of the contract, it is then growing tax deferred with the ability to access it tax free.
Right.
So yes, you paid taxes on those dollars that went in, but the growth after that, all the growth after that is tax deferred and can be accessed tax free.
Right. And
that's
that
very
is
unique.
Super unique.
Super
that's
unique.
Super unique in the world.
Why I've been here for 30 years.
Yeah. Right?
Why I've been here for 30 years.
Yeah.
Right? Is that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so as we talk about retirement and creating income that is more tax efficient, if you think taxes are going up, you have to start looking at ways to create tax-free income or just tax-favored income, because the reality is when you retire, any dollar you take out of any plan you're going to be taking out of, you need to consider taxes. How much of an impact is that going to take from what you can spend? And so we're going to talk some more about how you do that, how you grow money tax-free or tax-favored for that matter, because if you're like me and you're worried about taxes in the future, you need to make sure that you're protecting yourself from that eventual event, which we all know is going to happen. And what are some things you can do about it? So one thing I'd like to talk about this morning is I have published a new book. It just came out. It's called The Entrepreneur's Exit Strategy. And that book just came out. So if you're a small business owner and you want to find out ways to either sell your business or transition your business over to employees like Friedman has done, and we'll talk a little about that this next segment coming up. But I have a book. It's called The Entrepreneur's Exit Strategy. If you call us right now, we're more than happy to give you this book.
Go ahead and call this number, 866-PROTECT. We have operators standing by right now, 866-PROTECT. We'll go ahead and share that book with you. Hope you enjoy it. The cover's very fascinating, related to my hobby is. But anyway, go ahead and get the book, 866-PROTECT. When we come back, we're going to get more into this. What are some more ways to protect your business, to create more tax-free income? What's available today? There's some things you may not know. And then we'll find out more about this Red Tag Spring Clearance Sale, where you can get up to 65% off that appliance that you really wanted to buy, but it was just too much. Maybe we figure out a way to make it happen for you. So much more coming up. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning, and we've had a very great, interesting show this morning. We're talking about appliances and life insurance. And, you know, you might wonder, well, how the two things go together. But I don't know. It just kind of happened this morning. We've got Bill Poet, number one salesperson from Friedman's Appliance, sitting here with me. I'm very fortunate to have him with me as we're talking about appliances and just buying things for your home. First of all, Bill, welcome. Thanks for being here again.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You know, this has been an interesting world for COVID and buying an appliance, hasn't it? Tell me a little bit about, you know, running a successful business and what it's been like just to help your customers get what they need.
Well, as devastating as COVID was, it was like a shot in the arm for the whole building and appliance industry. And we've really benefited from people spending more time at home, doing more cooking. And in just the last 3 years, it's just been growing exponentially.
And what I've loved about your showroom, I walked into your showroom after seeing several others around the Bay Area. I found that it was literally like stepping into different universes.
You could step into it's totally right? different because yeah. You know, when you come to our showroom, you're going to see live kitchens, and you know the same way you'd see them inside, you know, your own house.
Right.
And each kitchen is designed by a different designer, so there's different colors, different backsplashes, different cabinetry. I mean, it's just really, it's like an art gallery. You can go in there, take pictures and go, this is exactly what I want in my own kitchen.
Yeah. And that's so, and then actually you see the equipment and you use the equipment.
Yeah, you can right turn there. It on. You can test it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have chefs cooking in our showroom all the time.
You do. Yeah. And what was amazing for us was we're designing a new kitchen right now. And there were some things that I didn't even know existed. For instance, I have sort of a bad lower back, and we were thinking about putting a microwave into our island. And we didn't know that there's a new type of microwave that's this pull-out drawer kind that didn't really – it was now became a possibility more for us to have a microwave in our island, which before we weren't going to do because the old one had the door and I have to bend down and pull it out. Well, maybe that's when you fire up your back if you know what I'm talking about. And so this is a way to sort of save me and be able to still microwave my food. That was because of you guys. You guys showed me that this was something that was possible by asking me questions and understanding what we needed. So –
we have almost 40 salespeople. Some of them have been with the company for over 20 years. So you just really can't go anywhere else and get that kind of knowledge in the industry.
Right. And just of knowing what's available and how it solves customers' problems, I thought was amazing. And then pointing out these specials. So talk to me about this special coming up next weekend.
So twice a year we have our Red Tag Sale. It's really quite the event. We'll have barbecue vendors cooking outside. We'll have chefs in the kitchen. And what we do is we do these special buys where we buy truckloads of appliances in order to get special discounts for our clients. And then, you know, twice a year we discount those, as well as we set up tents. So all of our open box merchandise will be up to 65% off.
Wow.
So if you're looking for that special, you know, premium brand that never goes on sale, this is the opportunity to really come and find that.
And that starts on Friday or Saturday? When does it come?
It starts on Friday, goes all the way through the weekend.
And what time do you open on Friday?
We open up at 10 o'clock.
Okay. And what time do you close?
7 o'clock.
All right. Great. So, listen, if you're looking for an appliance, all I can tell you is Friedman's took care of me. They're great. And I just want to thank you for being here. And I want you to stay with us because we're going to switch over to Tracy. We're going to talk about types of businesses that convert from being owned by, say, a family to employees. Bill's been part of that because Friedman's has done that. And employee stock option plan is, as we'll talk about what that is and how that works. So Tracy, welcome. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Last segment, we were talking about business owners, building a business, potentially selling that business, or potentially keeping it around for longer than just their life. And you had talked to us about a way to do that through a financial product that's available out there where you can reward employees who are doing more, say, but not discriminate in a way that could get you in trouble. And so we were talking about this sort of life insurance policy, right, that's available that allows business owners to fund that for these employees. Talk to us about how a business owner could structure something like that to reward that employee based off, say, that employee's production. How would that look? What would that be?
Right, right. That's great. I think about that in the context of we can put it under the category of executive bonus. Mm-hmm. That's a really interesting topic for business owners, especially in retaining those key employees.
Sure.
And when you think about a bonus, right, if you work for a company and they provide you with a bonus, that's fantastic. You're like, thank you. I appreciate that. You get the money. You pay the taxes on the money. And then you probably buy a couple of tickets to somewhere exotic.
Right.
And you go have a great vacation. Sure. And you come back and you
or you build a new kitchen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You build a new kitchen. Well, right. That's quite a bonus.
Yeah.
I would like that bonus. but when you're back from all that, right, it's gone. The money has been gone. And, 11 months later, you're like looking at your boss and you're saying, when is the next bonus?
Uh-huh.
So from the perspective of how can we really help both our employees retain them longer, reward them properly, and also really kind of invest into them, life insurance plays a key role because the business owner can issue that bonus, same as they always would, but instead of paying that directly to the employee, they can send it into a life insurance company, put it into a life insurance product for that, the benefit, it could be for the benefit of that employee.
So
let me
stop you there because there's a lot of misconceptions about life insurance.
Absolutely.
Like people just mainly think about term policies where, you pay for it for 10 years, something happens bad, and during 10 years it pays your wife or your kids a certain sum of money. We all know that goes income tax-free to them, which is a bonus,
mm-hmm.
right, because life insurance
mm-hmm.
has income tax-free aspects to it. So that's nice. But if you live longer than that, which, of course, we all want to live longer than that, we live longer, the 10-year comes up, 20-year comes up. Now we're about ready to retire and there's nothing there. It's gone and we have nothing. And so we talked about this concept of owning a life insurance policy where you have a set premium each year you pay for it. And now when you retire, there's this hopefully cash value there you can borrow against depending on how you invested that. And that can come out tax-free. And so what is this misconception about life insurance? What are some other things you've heard about that are just wrong?
Yeah, well, one is that it's too expensive.
Okay.
Right. And that it's very, very risky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really interesting to me, having been in this industry for 30 years. And I love being able to say that because I can look when I say that and I look back at those 30 years. I'm like, I am still here saying the same message over and over again that and proving that with my own experience,
right.
my own clients, my own policies. Right.
Yep.
And I know you
too, yep.
talk about that as well.
So, I have one. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And that's really what. First of all, that's what I would look for if I'm looking for someone to work with. Look for somebody that actually owns what they're talking
about.
Walks the walk. If you're a business owner, look for somebody who's actually a business owner, right? They're going to understand you. They're going to have a unique perspective. They're going to ask better questions because they understand what the risks are in owning a business and growing a business. So that's really, I think that's really important. Another misconception is just... I think this is just education. I think there's just sometimes, obviously not with you, but sometimes a lack of education around the multiple benefits and the guarantees in all life insurance contracts, because all life insurance contracts have a variety of guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
So really understanding how those work and understanding how to construct the product, similar to if you go to an advisor and they talk to you about constructing a portfolio. It's really no different. And you want someone who's going to take that holistic view with you and say, here's a supplement, here's an addition, here's a way to complete the picture for your business so that if you die, there's money there to keep the business going.
Let's stop right there because this is an interesting parallel between what we're talking about. And again, I'm going to go to Friedman's comparison here.
Perfect.
With the quality of what's being delivered and why, okay? So when you're analyzing a life insurance company, what are some things you should look for as far as the ownership structure and how that's rewarding people who work there? What's available for that consumer to be looking for? Tell me about that.
Right. Perfect. So the first thing is I would look at ratings. So every life insurance company, every insurance company has a rating, and they have to apply for those annually, which is another thing people don't know. Mm-hmm. It's not something that, you know, 10 years ago.
Just automatically. Were,
Right. And you can't buy it, by the way. You really have to go through a very rigorous process to have that. So you want to look for carriers that are A and A plus rated. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really honestly would not entertain a company that's not A or A plus rated. Okay. You just don't have to. There's just some really high quality companies. And once you know that, you'll see the finite list of who those are. So that's the first thing that
I'm
saying.
Are you talking about the AM Best rating?
I am. Okay. Yeah, Fitch, AM Best.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then, Bill, let's talk about from an appliance standpoint, you know, why is your store different than these other appliance folks that are out there? What do you guys do that's different?
I think it starts with our history and our foundation.
Sure.
Company just celebrated 100 years in business.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. And the fact that we switched over to employee-owned is just such a great benefit to our clients because we have a vested interest in the company. So we come to work every day knowing that, you know, we're sharing in the profit. And then what we do every day, all the little details really matter, mm-hmm. and especially when it comes to taking care of clients. It's a much different sales experience because, you know, we're not trying to oversell the client. You know, we're just consulting. We're there to guide them through the appliance journey, which a lot of people haven't bought appliances very often.
Right.
You know, they buy a refrigerator and then all of a sudden they need one, right? But it's been 20 years.
And
they don't know what to look for.
And
I want to
explain that because I'm a consumer and that's how I fell into Friedman's basically. Sure. I mean, you're on the station. I hear your advertisements all the time. I know Matt. But the reality is I had never experienced it. And all of a sudden I found myself in the situation where I was looking for appliances. I was frankly shocked. I was one of those guys who go out and just look for the best deal and try and find a good price, but not really know what I buy, right? And so I came into your showroom, got to learn about all these things that are available, what actually helps me, and then figure out what met my budget and what I could afford and what could show up at my house and be installed and delivered and take away the old stuff. So the experience was awesome. Let me just say that. But what do you think makes the experience better at Friedman's than, say, you know, down the street retailer?
Well, when you say down the street retailer, I mean, there's not that many places to buy appliances. Mm-hmm. You either go into a hardware store or a big box store,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they're not really well trained. You know, everyone knows you. I'm not going to mention names, but you go into ABC Hardware and you think they're going to know anything about appliances. And not only that, they're not going to have the selection. You're going to have a couple different sales, you know, a couple different big, you know, names in the industry, say Whirlpool, you know, KitchenAid. But you're not going to see all the luxury brands,
right,
the brands you've never heard of. And so, you know, we've got everything from the cheapest stuff you can get all the way up to the most expensive. And I think our clients like that variety. They really like knowing where there's value and performance and longevity in appliances, mm-hmm. not just buying something that's going to break in 5 to 7 years.
Sure.
You want to get the quality stuff.
Right.
And, you know, in the Bay Area, there's a lot of money out here and people like spending money on good stuff. You know?
Yep. Yep.
And so that's what we really created is that environment to where you can see all these luxury brands displayed exactly like they would be in your own kitchen.
Exactly.
And it's different than going to a warehouse,
it
right?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And you know, we got to take a break. We're going to come back. This is really an interesting conversation this morning because in this next segment, what I want to cover is, you know, not only are folks, you know, buying things for their house, buying things for traveling and things, topics we've talked about. But I want to get back to how do you as a, you know, a 30, 40-year-old, even 50-year-old person who's getting ready to retire, how do you save more money? What are some examples? And so I'm going to talk to Bill a little about what their company's doing, how they do it. Tracy's going to be back and talk about what's available to you to start putting some of that money away into a plan so when you get to ready to retire in say 10, 15 years from now, maybe you'll have something a little bit more than you wouldn't have had you not even listened to the show today. So really important topic. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Again, there's so much more to come. So stick with us. We just got a few more minutes and we will be back right after this.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known around here as the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled tax, legal, and financial questions each week. And if you are a business owner or maybe an employee at a business, we're talking mainly about smaller businesses right now, those under 500 employees. What are some things you can do to save more money? So when you get ready to retire, that money comes out tax-free or more tax-advantaged as you're earning it to help you live a better retirement. It's been a really interesting segment this morning. All right, so this entire show has been super interesting this morning as we brought sort of two completely different universes together, but there are some similarities and some interesting aspects about running a small business. So Tracy Tamer is with me this morning, been in the industry for over 30 years, specialist in life insurance, up to date on all the recent topics. I learned so much from Tracy. Thank you for being here this morning. I wanted to ask you about statistics on small businesses. Talk to me about that. And then multi-generational, what's the transfer on that? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, perfect. I think there's some really fascinating statistics where this is concerned. And I think there is some risk right now for baby boomers who have businesses and that are you know, looking at what's the next generation for my business, whether that's bringing on a family member up the ranks or bringing someone internal or having to go outside right to bring
just
someone in.
Just business survival.
Just business survival, period, right?
The Amazons are swallowing up all these small mom pops.
Yeah.
So talk to us
they are, but the statistics kind of say something different. Okay. So the statistics, and this is from the Small Business Administration, 62.7% of all net new jobs are actually with these small businesses that are 500 employees and below. And that consists of about 33.2 million different businesses. Mm. So that's huge.
Yeah.
And they comprise 99.9% of the business market. So almost the entire market is these businesses.
Interesting.
Right? And 35% are actually Fortune 500. So even though we say 500 employees and below, that does not mean that they are small from an economic perspective.
Right, for sure.
So baby boomers, out of that, they make up 41% of that.
Huh.
And then then you kind of weave that into the fact that most small businesses don't last past the third generation.
Right.
So if 41% own it, right, and you think about that based on the 97% that don't make it past the third generation, there's a lot of work to do.
Sure.
So I'm kind of excited about
risk.
Your other guest today and Friedman's, right, because they're like beating the statistics.
That's right.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
So Bill, how do they do that?
So let's shift to Bill. Bill Powitz, an employee at Friedman's, successful Bay Area appliance shop. It's been around for 100 years now. Mm-hmm. How did they transition this, Bill, for you as an employee to be excited about going to work today?
Oh my gosh, it was like the greatest gift you could possibly receive. As part of the previous owner's succession plan, they could have just gone out and sold the company, right? But they didn't do that. They decided to convert it over to an ESOP, which basically means it's employee-owned. One of the best times of the year is all the employees get together and they get to see how many shares that they've gotten in the company. And it creates this sense of ownership, you know, that every day they come to work, they want to contribute, they want to grow the success of the business. And they also need to stick around because you only get a certain percentage of your shares vested, just mm-hmm. like you would with any employee stock option program. So there's this huge incentive for employees to be loyal and to stick it out in order to maximize their shares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Well, this has been a great show. This just went by too fast, and it was a really good topic. I thank you both my guests, for coming in today. It was really a lot of fun, and I hope our listeners learned something. And again, don't forget about this massive sale at Friedman, 65% off on select models, March 22nd through the 24th. Good barbecue outside. There's going to be beer, wine. It's going to be a great event. You can see Bill there and all my friends over there. And again, thank you to Tracy for being here and sharing her knowledge, because there's so much there. Again, so thank you very much. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today, making all this sound so great.
executive producer and network manager Kevin Renfer, and of course all my fabulous producers back there are sitting back there right now, Phil, Cam, and Adrian. Thanks, guys, because without my team and Lucas, just another pretty voice on the radio. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.